looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
It's 10 past four. If you're relying on a train to get to work tomorrow, brace yourself for an absolute horror show. Tomorrow, the Rail, Tram and Bus Union will go on strike in our south, and so Sydney trains will run drastically reduced services. So what do you need to know for tomorrow's commute? Matt Longland is the CEO of Sydney Trains, and he joins me live with more details. G'day, Matt.
Good afternoon, Jim.
So what can we expect tomorrow?
As you said, tomorrow is further industrial action from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. So that's a six-hour stop work action tomorrow. It's going to impact the T4 line and the services that extend down to the south coast. So the train line that runs from Bondi Junction through Sutherland to Cronulla, and also the intercity services that operate down to the south coast will both be impacted. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the stop work period. And it's not just train crew, it's station staff, its operations, its engineering, and also cleaning staff are all included in the stop work action.
So the disruptions to the T4 Eastern Suburbs Illawarra South Coastline will be the two most impacted tomorrow. What's your message to commuters who rely on those services to get to and from work?
The message for customers that travel on the T4 or the South Coast line is that after around about 9 a.m, so services in the morning should be fine in terms of the early travellers, the tradies and people coming into Sydney for work. The problem will be after around 9 a.m. We'll need to put trains out of service because they won't be operating on that line between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. tomorrow. And we're very keen to ensure that parents of school children do not rely on trains to get your children home on the T4 tomorrow because they will not be running.
So just clarifying, so there won't be disruptions from 6 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. tomorrow night. It's going to be 9 a.m. is when we'll start feeling the effects of these disruptions.
There may be some impacts in the morning in terms of frequency or travel time, but the timetable will operate through until around about 9 a.m. where we'll need to pull trains out of service and put them back into stabling, and they'll come out again at 4 p.m. We won't be back to a full timetable on the T4 until around about 5 or 5.30 in the afternoon.
That's
particularly important for school children when they're finishing school in the afternoon.
Absolutely, for students, it's really important to get that message out there. Now, there were plenty of delays for the commute this morning. Were they related to tomorrow's issues?
That's a separate piece of industrial action. So we had a signal failure this morning at Milsons Point on the North Shore line. So the T1 and the T9 services were impacted. As a result of industrial action related to what's called transpositions, we weren't able to navigate trains around that incident as we normally would. So the signal failure that we experienced took a lot longer to recover. So those delays this morning, the network operated and it's back into reasonable shape at the moment. But any time those incidents occur while this action's underway on what we call transpositions through until the 11th of August, it will mean a longer delay for customers.
So industrial action again tomorrow, strike action. What else? Have you been informed that there'll be more strike action, industrial action, as far as the union's concerned for the rest of the month?
Well, Jim, we've got the calendar that the RTBU have released. So that's a calendar that covers all of August. So tomorrow is the first of those significant days. So that affects customers on the T4 and the South Coast. We've got another day next Wednesday that the RTBU have got in their calendar that will impact customers in the sort of south and southwest, and then a final 2 days the following week, I think on the Tuesday and the Thursday. So that's really quite difficult for customers over that long period of time. We're obviously working closely with all of the unions, the RTBU as well as the other rail unions, to bring all of these issues to a head. And I know that the minister's involved now, and we're hoping to get an outcome on that front.
Well, hopefully it's resolved sooner rather than later for the poor old commuters. Now, tell me, as far as commuters and my listeners go, where can they get the most up-to-date information on services tomorrow?
Check on the Transport website or our social media channels. That's probably the best bet, Jim. Customers that don't have access to a computer can call us on 131 500. We will try, if there's staff that are willing to work and there's trains available, we will try and run a really basic sort of one-hourly type service on that line just to provide a really basic level of service. But we haven't got that in the timetable because we can't guarantee that those services will run. But as we get more information, we'll be updating that on the website and through social media. Mm. But the key message for customers, avoid rail travel on Wednesday if you're on the T4 line. Keep up to date with the latest information. And particularly for parents, we've been sending messages to all the schools in that area. Make sure that your kids are not relying on trains to get home tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks for your time this afternoon, Matt.
Thanks, Jim.
That's Matt Longland, the CEO of Sydney Trains. It's 4:15.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.